2 Chronicles 6, chapters 20 through 42. Three strikes and you're out. It is a saying that limits the opportunities for success. If you have failed twice, you only have a third and final chance. How many times do we say to our children or an employee, "Let it be the last time you do it"? Solomon's prayer appeals to God's immense patience. Solomon lists a long list of sad circumstances. In all of them, there are three characteristics and three requests. The result, a scene of failure, but it famine, military defeat, or another sad situation. It's because the sin of the person or the people and repentance, that is, the acknowledgement of sin and the decision to turn from their evil ways. When three conditions were met, Solomon, aware of God's immense patience, did not declare, "Three strikes and you're out." He asked God to look down from heavens, that is, not to be oblivious to the sad condition of his failing child, to hear his prayer, that is, and his eyes over them would not result in judgment but in mercy, and that noticing the repentant heart but would forgive evil done. Both the three circumstances, failure it causes and resulting repents, and the three requests, may God see, hear, and forgive, transcend time and space, and reach each of us wherever and whenever we are. If there is repentance, there is hope. Three strikes and you are not out. In God and from God, there is forgiveness and there is hope. God does not ignore a situation. God hears our prayers and God forgives our sins. And in doing so, gives us back the joy of our salvation. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should my heart be lonely when Jesus is in my portion? My consistent friend is He. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me.